My guest at this time is Jonathan Williams, Vice President at the American Legislative Exchange Council. The group has just released its annual Rich States, Poor States Guide, which examines economic growth and competition using 15 different economic variables. Once again, Utah comes out on top, while New York wears the cone of shame in 50th place. We'll dig into it more for the next few minutes. And Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolutely. So this is the 11th edition of this study of all 50 states. Let's remind folks how you come to these conclusions. What exactly are you gauging, and how do you gauge it?
Well, in short, we look at things that matter for economic growth. We look at the 15 economic policy variables that Dr. Laffer, my co-author and Reagan economic advisor, came up with years ago that he realized really do matter for economic growth. And also, there are things that directly are controlled by state lawmakers. So tax rates, regulation, labor policy, those are really the three broad categories. So in essence, what we have is an economic competitiveness ranking that predicts future growth.
So how much more growth are we seeing in the top states than the bottom states? In other words, is there a massive disparity between Utah and New York? Or for the most part, are most states kind of bunched together and there's a little bit of difference, but a big difference in the ratings?
Well, it's really a two-part answer. And first of all is, absolutely, whatever is happening in the national economy and how healthy we are at the national level will impact each and every state, no doubt about it. And so the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and getting the corporate rate back down to the world average instead of being the highest business tax in the world, we're seeing the effects of that already, and that's going to have great effects on all state economies. And so rising tide does indeed lift all ships when it comes to state economies. However, there is a big degree of differential between, let's say, our top 10 states and rich states, poor states for economic outlook in the bottom 10. And we've seen pretty consistent results where you have states like Utah that have been at number one for all 11 editions of rich states, poor states, really an incredible record. And others like Arizona and Florida and Texas and North Carolina that have been perennially in the top five or top 10. And you look at those states and it's where people are voting with their feet and going towards. It's where businesses are moving from high tax states to low tax states, and they're going to states like Utah. They're going to states like Indiana, Arizona, Florida, Texas, that whole list of states that are competitive. And of course, they're flocking to those states from states like New York, Illinois, California, New Jersey, the states that are perennially in the bottom of the index. And the proof's in the pudding. The data is very clear that there's a big growth premium associated with being a competitive state economy.
So we're seeing significant business shifting to these states as well as population to fill the jobs created by these businesses?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people move for really the biggest reason why people move, and they move for many, family and economic situations and weather in some cases. I'm a Michigander, and a lot of people move to Florida to retire, of course, and no income tax doesn't hurt. But it turns out the number one reason why people move from one state to another, and Census Bureau gives us this survey data, is economic opportunity. And so when the Hertz Corporation leaves New Jersey and relocates and opens in Florida, or when Toyota USA leaves California and goes to Texas, or when you see these massive movements of job creators going from high tax states with limited economic opportunity and high cost of doing business to states that value competition and free market environments with lower taxes, you absolutely see the natural connection when people then vote with their feet and go towards those job opportunities.
We're talking with Jonathan Williams, Vice President of the American Legislative Exchange Council. And on that website, Jonathan, you've got where all these states have ranked throughout the past 11 surveys. As you mentioned, Utah's been number one across the board, but others have fluctuated. For the most part, they generally tend to stay the same in the general area in the list. But as you look at this year's survey, do you see any traditionally low-ranking states making a major push up the list, or any freer states heading noticeably in the wrong direction?
Well, there's a few that I think have been notable, really, stories over the last couple of years, including this year. We had some big movements, and, you know, listeners can go to richstatespoorstates.org, and you can see all 11 editions. So first of all, I think this year the untold story of the success of federal tax reform is what it's meant for state budgets, because when states come back and are analyzing what federal tax reform means for their state budget, they're seeing in many cases hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, in unexpected revenue coming in at the state level. That's for many reasons, because state tax codes link to the federal tax code. However, Idaho and Georgia were two of the states that utilized that the best so far this year by cutting their own state tax rates with that unexpected revenue. So instead of allowing it to be a tax increase at the state level, they're using it to reduce their tax rates and become more competitive. So Idaho was the big winner of the 2018 edition of Rich States, Poor States, moving from number 10 to number 2. But then you look at several states that fall in the top 10 today that, you know, rewind the clock a few years ago, and states like North Carolina and Indiana were middle of the pack. And both of those states are in the top 10 this year for economic outlook because of great fiscal policy reforms, tax cuts, pension reform. Indiana, of course, going right to work. States like Wisconsin have made huge movements over the years. My home state of Michigan, New Hampshire, the live free or die state, moved up to its all-time best at number 17 this year. So we have seen some really good movements. While the states in the bottom of the index have basically been stuck there in many cases for most of these 10 or 11 years, we've seen some great upward mobility of states getting it right and being able to crack through to that upper echelon of rankings.
Jonathan, where can folks learn more about this list?
Well, they can go to richstatespoorstates.org and see all 11 years of our data and actually adjust the policies in their state to see what policy changes would mean for future rankings in Rich States, Poor States.
Fantastic. Well, be sure to go online. As he said, there's a wealth of information there, a lot of work being done over the past 11 years, and the states with the most favorable business climates certainly are succeeding, it seems. Jonathan, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Jonathan Williams, Vice President at the American Legislative Exchange Council. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.